Heritage Days activities. Of course, we've talked to Sarah Schneider, McCook Chamber of Commerce director, a lot. And I remember one of the first conversations when Heritage Day was brought up, she mentioned On the Fritz. And I thought, okay, that's Greg Premer's bunch back, you know, in the day. And she said, Sarah said, well, I twisted Greg to come back and play. Well, she must have done a lot of twisting, because the former McCook High School grad is going to be back in his hometown to play with this man. We've got Greg on the telephone with us. Mr. Premer, life going good. You're keeping busy. You're in the northeastern part of the state, eastern part of the state, I do believe, and you're going to come back to good old McCook, Nebraska, aren't you?
I am, Rich, and I can't wait. We've done this once before, and my youngest was I don't know, 5 or 6 at the time, and it was just like a dream come true, kind of a full fruition of the whole career in music. It brought me back home, and I'm really looking forward to it. Really blessed to hear from Sarah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What year was it? It was a couple of years, more than a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I was trying to figure that out. Chase just graduated high school. He's a freshman at UNL, so it had to be, you know, several years, obviously. But he was just a little guy throwing sticks around in Norris Park when we played the first time. So, you know, it just brought back a lot of great memories for my family.
Now, what's the status with you and On the Fritz? Are you playing very much, or with the band? Because you got another full-time job right now. What are you doing that still?
Yeah, to be honest, Rich, I just kind of used it up. I elected to step away. Long story short, I have 3 kids. Both of my older kids graduated, moved on. Real proud of them, but they were mostly runners. Had a track athlete, had cross country, that kind of thing. So I was able to do both. I was able to play on the weekends and still see all the kids' events and do everything you're supposed to do as a responsible dad. They were all ball players also. So at the most, I would miss out on some tournaments and that kind of mid-afternoon tournament. I had to run to go get set up to play for a wedding somewhere. But Chase was a little different when he was playing football and pretty competitive in baseball also. So I elected to step away from the band and retire officially. And my friend Brandon took the throne, and he's been doing a great job. Just kind of carried the throne. So really the band didn't miss a beat. They literally did not miss any shows or anything in the process, and just proud to kind of support them from afar. Every once in a while, I'll get up and play with them, such as this weekend. But, for the most part, just proud of our heritage and our lineage, because the band's been together 45 years, uninterrupted every weekend. So my small part of that was kind of came to an end, just mostly, as a retirement type of status.
Yeah, that's always going to be in your blood forever and ever, whether you're playing or you know, not with it. That's always going to be a part of your life is that band, isn't it?
It is, and almost to a fault. I still have a lot of McCook buddies around Omaha. You know, Stacey Winters and Nate Snyder comes down once in a while for a show, and Ben Woods is here in town, and we go to concerts every once in a while, and it's the bane of my existence, because I can't just enjoy the show. I'm sitting there picking apart the drummer and watching the bass player, and it's fun, to a curse, I would say. But Rich, without question, and people like Randy Raines and on and on, the people that believed me back in the day in high school just continued to support me all the way through. Probably the most unorthodox upbringing in music, and just extremely blessed to have that. But On the Fritz was something out of the blue. I didn't expect to be something part of something for 18 years that defined, you know, pretty much everything I ever had with music.
Now, you're coming this weekend, of course. Trevor's already lives here. Any other of your siblings going to be in town for this?
I haven't heard from Mike. I know Jody and Scott are making the trip back from Texas. So, it's rare that we get together anyway, but I know they're coming back. Excited to see them as well.
That's terrific. That's awesome. Yeah, I last time I think I saw Jody was probably that occasion here, and I haven't saw Mike for a long time. I see Trevor a lot. I see him out mowing his lawn a lot, but I haven't seen Mike, and hopefully he's doing well.
Yeah, I hope Mike makes it back as well. But it's great to get back. You know, and my biggest fan is my mom. She was responsible for all of this. Obviously, she took me to the garage sale that she saw a snare drum out there. You know, I always joke that was the beginning of everything that comes from drumming, and she's 100% behind that. And there's some music on her side of the family as well. So this is probably her last chance to get to see me play, because I'm going to officially, you know, hang up the sticks for sure here before too long. Just a real blessing to be able to do that in my hometown on one of the stages that I started on.
Yeah, I'm sure she will be there, no question. And then you've got a lot of cousins and people around here that are going to be hopefully in town to watch you as well.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, the class of 93, I don't think it's a milestone weekend by any means, but having older siblings such as yourself, Rich, and you know, friends of my older siblings, I should say, I always lose track of what class I come from, because I bump into you know, the Bales family, for example, every once in a while, and it's just nice to be surrounded by McCook in general, even on this side of the state. But for us all to be back in McCook, it's going to be nice to see a lot of friendly faces.
Now, on the Fritz was a 2023 Nebraska Music Hall of Fame inductee. That's huge. I know you're very, very proud of that, aren't you?
Absolutely. It was kind of out of the blue. The induction typically is for individuals, and there are some bands and you know, agents and whatnot that get elected to it, but the hall is taking on a new life where it's taken on a lot of bands and that kind of thing. The actual hall is up in Norfolk at the Johnny Carson Theater. We got the call. They had a big ceremony. We got a chance to actually perform during the ceremony, and it was kind of neat to see really how impactful that was. But the Twins have been at it since 1977. I say the Twins, it's Stan and Wayne Fritz, the namesake of the band. And for them to be inducted was extremely meaningful to support them in that. I felt like I was riding their coattails to some degree, and knowing how long and how much dedication they put into that that induction.
Well, that's terrific. That's a big deal. That's something that, you know, as long as you live, you can go on and say, hey, we are in the Nebraska Music Hall of Fame. We're up there. We're in there with a lot of other great music names from the past.
Absolutely. There's a lot of other lists that you probably not want to be on. The Hall of Fame is a defining moment. I tell the grandkids, they may not understand about it, but they'll see the trophy and they'll be aware. Let's just say that. I just hope that I have somebody to pass the torch to. I got a lot of equipment sitting around that they should be using someday.
I'm sure you have not lost your touch playing that drum set, that trap set. I'm sure you are still the very, very best.
We'll see. We'll see. That's for sure. I'm joking with some of my friends. I haven't touched a stick since I jumped off stage last time, just guest appearance with the Fritz. And I don't plan on practicing. I think it's a bad idea to prepare for something and just get up there and do my thing and see what happens.
So, it's like riding a bike, Greg. It's like riding a bike. Yeah. I mean, you get up there and you're going to, yep, you're exactly right. You're going to do your thing.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's for sure. It's an interesting band. They're wedding rock, we jokingly call it. You know, they got their start back in the 70s, so they can play anything, you know, from Beatles all the way through to Blink-182. So it is interesting to turn around and tell me what song we're going to play after I haven't played for a while. So we'll see which genre they pick.
That was my next question was, what favorite kind of era of music do you like to play?
Yeah, you know, it's... none of it's original music, first of all, so it's all cover tunes. So the beauty of it is a lot of the songs that we're better known for might have come out when you know, Trevor and Mike were jamming to Kiss and AC/DC and stuff in the basement. So it really brings me back to my roots. You know, even some stuff, the old Dedication Line that used to host, Rich, if you remember that, oh my gosh. You know, the phone calls we make, the old ballads, every once in a while we play one of those and it takes me back. But my favorites really are the challenging ones. You know, we did throw in a few Rush songs back in the day, but there's some Blink-182 and things like that, and drummers that I respect and get to play everything from Beatles to Blink-182. So it's a bit of a challenge. Ironically, the one that's probably the least technical, it's my favorite, is Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. And for whatever reason, it's just so much fun to support Wayne on those solos.
Good classic rocker right there. There you go. Good stuff. Good
Absolutely.
Stuff. Going to be fun. Once again, up in Norris Park, once again, looking forward to that. And you're going to get a crowd. You're going to get a lot of McCook folks who know the band, remember the band, and want to come up and hear how you sound.
Well, like I said, thanks, Sarah, so much for reaching out. And McCook's doing some amazing things out there. And being on this side of the state, I get to see some pretty progressive stuff with Omaha and Lincoln, but please give credit where credit is due. Anybody that puts on these events, it's a long, tedious job to put those things together, get the right people together. A lot of it's volunteer hours, so make sure everybody thanks everyone involved, the chamber in particular, for doing what they're doing.
Craig, thanks a million. Appreciate it. We will see you coming up this weekend, okay, big guy?
Perfect, Rich. Thank you.